as the cost of living crisis continues, these measures are giving important protection to tenants, providing them with much needed stability in their housing costs, as well as extra protection against eviction. Because the social housing sector have already agreed their rents in consultation with their tenants, the focus of this temporary legislation is on providing private renters with similar protection. Now, we know that some landlords are also impacted by rising costs, so the option of increasing rents by up to 6% in specified circumstances does allow landlords who may be impacted by the cost of living crisis to recover some of the increased costs associated with their let property. The final date of the 31st of March next year would be as long as the rent cap and eviction protection can run if that's approved by Parliament. The necessity of these measures is being kept under continual review, and we'll keep on assessing whether they remain justified, balanced and proportionate based on the financial pressures that rented households and landlords are facing. But we're also looking at how to transition out of these emergency measures, and we'll continue to listen and work hard with stakeholders to develop our longer term proposals for rental sector reform.